Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today, that is the day that I'm recording this story, is the 19th of Kislev, which, as we've been talking about the last few stories, was the day that the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, was released from his imprisonment. Actually, his life was actually in danger because of false accusations that were placed upon him, directed to him. And after 53 days in prison and having to face a lot of questioning, all the charges were dropped. It was proven that he was not guilty of anything. Of course, there was never any possibility of such a tzaddik being guilty of breaking the law and so forth. And the government released him on the 19th day of Kislev and gave him permission to continue his work of spreading the teachings of Torah, and particularly the spreading of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, of Chassidus, of the inner essence and spiritual soul of the Torah. But today I would like to tell you a little bit about how it actually took place, the actual release. The Alter Rebbe tells us, actually, that he was saying Tehillim at the time that he was released. Now, I'm sure that many of you do say Tehillim sometimes, and probably some of you say Tehillim a lot, maybe even every single day. Maybe you even finish the whole Tehillim every month, or perhaps you even finish it on Shabbos Mevorchim, the last Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh every month. There's many, many ways to go through the Tehillim. If you look at your book of Tehillim, you'll see that there are sections which say for the first day of the month, second day of the month, third day of the month. Then there are also sections which say for Sunday, for Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday. Now, generally speaking, the Chabad Rebbeim would finish the Tehillim every month. They would say a section for each day of the month, as you could see in almost any book of Tehillim, that these days are marked. And at the end of the month, they would finish it, and then they would say it again just before the end of the month on Shabbos Mevorchim, the last Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. They would say an entire Tehillim. But if there was a particular problem, a severe problem that was going on, the Rebbeim, starting with the Alter Rebbe, would say the entire Tehillim, not in 1 month, but in 1 week. As you can see, if you look at your book of Tehillim, most probably you'll also see these divisions in the days of the week. And so, the Alter Rebbe was actually saying chapter 55, Nun Hei, when he was released from prison. Now, Nun Hei, if you look in your book of Tehillim, you'll probably see that it says there at the beginning, just before Pasuk Aleph, Yom Yud, the 10th day of the month. Well, he was released on the 19th day of Kislev, so he must not have been saying this chapter of Tehillim because of it being the 10th day of the month, because it wasn't. However, if you'll turn back a few pages, you will see that beginning with chapter Nun Aleph, 51, it says there, Leyom Shlishi, or the third day, meaning the third day of the week, Tuesday. And in fact, the Alter Rebbe was released on a Tuesday. That year, Yutes Kislev, the 19th of Kislev, was a Tuesday, the third day of the week. And in fact, Tuesday is a very special day, because on that day when Hashem created the world, he said Ki Tov twice. It says that Hashem saw that it was good, what he did. But instead of just one time, as on most days where it says that Hashem saw that what he had done was good, it says it actually twice for Tuesday. So Tuesday has that special quality to it, as our sages say, Toiv l'shamayim v'toiv l'briyos, a doubly good day, good both for heaven and good for earth. So the Alter Rebbe was saying this chapter of Tehillim, which is in the middle of the section for Tuesday, Yom Shlishi, and he actually came to Pasuk Yud Tes. This was the day of the month that it was, Yutes. And he said, Pada v'shalom nafshi, mikrav li. Kivurabim Hayumadi. And this pasuk, which of course, like all the psukim, was written as a nevuah by David HaMelech, and David HaMelech writes that he, meaning Hashem, has redeemed my soul, that has freed my soul, set my soul free, in peace, from the battle, because of the many who stood with me, meaning because of many people who were davening for me. So David HaMelech writes about this, that he had a certain situation, that he was in big trouble. Not, of course, they did something wrong. Like a person who gets in trouble because they're, chas v'shalom, not being respectful to their teacher or something like that. But rather, that enemies of David HaMelech were making problems for him. And it happened that he was redeemed, that Hashem saved him. And Hashem saved him in a way of peace from the battle. Because many people, actually, even enemies, people who were on the enemy side against David, were actually davening for David, that he should be successful. And so, similar to the Alter Rebbe, who was also in a very difficult situation, the Alter Rebbe was saying this very pasuk, which describes how David was saved by Hashem. And now, as he was saying these words, Padav Hashem Nafshi, that Hashem has redeemed my soul, Hashem has freed me from the battle, because the many were with me. The Alter Rebbe writes, before he got to the next pasuk, before he got to pasuk Chaf, he was freed. They came and they told him he was free to go, and he was able to leave imprisonment. The truth is that this pasuk also is connected with the coming of Mashiach, that the coming of Mashiach also will be a freedom, a redemption of all of us from Gullus. And in fact, the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned mainly because of teaching Chassidus, of teaching the inner spiritual parts of the Torah, where we really get a stronger sense of Hashem, and it's really helping us to have a little bit more understanding of Hashem, a revelation of Hashem. And so it's a little bit of a taste of what it will be like by the Geula. And so, at the end of the parak, the last three words are, Vani Eftach Bach, I will trust in Hashem. And this is also an important lesson for all of us, that no matter what difficulties we may be in, but we put our trust in Hashem. In this way, certainly, by learning about the story of the Alter Rebbe, and learning even perhaps more importantly the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, they are in Tanya and other works of Chassidus. All of them are really the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov about the inner spiritual teachings of the Torah. In this way, certainly Mashiach will come quicker and quicker and quicker, may it be actually today. And this way we will all be able to go to Eretz Yisrael with a rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. It happened immediately now. Thank you for joining the story of the day.